More years ago than I care to remember, I had a rather peculiar temporary job. A town near where I then lived in southern England was to have a new bypass. But before the carriageway could be constructed, a major North Sea gas pipeline that lay in the direct path of the new road had to be strengthened. This involved welding, which obviously had serious safety implications. There were four little fenced-off gas pipeline depots scattered in a 30-mile radius of where the work was to be carried out. These depots housed massive valves where the gas could be turned off or isolated in an emergency. For the duration of the work, for insurance purposes, the company involved employed a person and a mate at each of these remote depots. Each pair were in a motor vehicle with a two-way radio and had to check in over the airways every 10 minutes. On the dot at the stroke of the 10th minute, first Bravo 2, then Charlie 3, Delta 4, and finally Echo 5 would check in to Alpha 1, who, situated back at the bypass site, would acknowledge each one in turn. I was Charlie 3, and that line, Charlie 3 to Alpha 1, just checking in, over, will stick in my mind forever. I seem to remember we were employed for 3 months, 7 days a week, 8 hours a day. That's 672 hours. A little more calculation reveals that I checked in with Alpha 1 over 4,000 times. I remember reading about a fascinating theory that radio waves can ricochet off the ionosphere and tumble around the planet, even gather momentum and pierce the ionosphere to tear around the universe forever. Considering the incomprehensible distances involved out there in the cosmos, it is believed by some that these man-made signals can crop up in different time zones in the future, or even in the past. Well, I don't know how that equates to this modern technology, but this is Charlie 3, just checking out, 30 years on. Over.